Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine, checking in on this lovely Saturday night. I hope everybody's enjoying their weekend. You know what I'm checking in on the 30 Days to Success. I congratulate everybody who's on board with me at this moment. You know, we getting it in. If you don't know what the 30 Days to Success Challenge is about, look at the other video. I got one video about the challenge. And then, you know, there are some other videos that's just going to keep you on board and on the path. Check out the site if you haven't, KendraJustine.com. You can keep up with everything there. You can keep up with the radio show. Follow me on my Facebook, Instagram page, Kendra Justine, my YouTube channel, okay? So y'all can follow me several different ways, and also make sure you subscribe to the weekly newsletter. So tonight, you know, I wasn't necessarily going to do an episode, but I felt moved to do it because while you're on your path, while you're staying happy on your 30 days, while you're getting clear about exactly who you are and what you want to do, you know, you're also going to have some anxiety on the way, especially if you don't know how to go about it. So this 30 Days to Success Challenge, okay, is not supposed to feel like a challenge, okay? This is supposed to make everything that you've been doing much more effortless. So tonight, I feel like it's imperative to talk about this early, okay? Early in the game. All right? Work smart, not hard, okay? 30 days to success. That's what we're talking about today. Think about it. Any person who you see who is great at what they do, I mean great, even if they had to practice, you know, of course things take effort, okay? But effort shouldn't feel like effort. It should feel like fun. It should feel like you're enjoying yourself and you really don't want to put it down, okay? If you're a singer, you should be on that microphone and like, oh, my God, I don't want to not be in the studio. You see what I'm saying? That's how it feels when you're doing something that you love to do. People who do things that they love to do, they make it look easy. Whitney Houston, one of the greatest singers, my favorite singer, okay? Easy. Michael Jackson. We ain't even got to talk about that, brother. Everything he did was easy. You see what I'm saying? Michael Jordan. The greats, they make it look easy because for them it is easy, and when they do it, they're in the zone. So that's what we're talking about today. Work smart, not hard. So, okay, Kendra, what are you saying? Like, how do I work smart? You know, I work hard at what I do. I put in work. I understand. I used to do the same thing. Okay, my question to you is, do you feel like you're getting the results? Does the results match the effort that you feel like you're putting into everything? Okay? Because sometimes what we have a habit of doing is we feel so busy, we do so much, you know, even if we know we're pounding in a direction that is just, you know, so much resistance, okay? But we put in so much effort, and then we wonder why, wow, why isn't this panning out? You know, I feel like I should have more. I'm putting in work. You know, I've been putting in work for this long. Like, what's going on? And you keep repeating it because you're like, okay, they always tell you, you know, it's everything. You know, it takes a lot of hard work to get good things and all this type of stuff. But in actuality, that is not true. Look at anybody who's your favorite, who really loves. Look at Oprah, okay? That's the talk show queen right now. Okay, so when you see Oprah, does she look struggle to talk in front of people? You know, she loves what she does. So the first point that I wanted to make clear about working smart is to do what you love, okay? That's first things first, okay? You can't even, it'll be much harder to work smart if you're not doing something that you genuinely love to do. When you do something that you love to do, you're already working smart because you figured out, okay, I know that I have a gift. I understand that this gift that I have, no one else on the planet has. No one, okay? No one has exactly what I have that I'm to share with the world. So you already understand that. So that already puts you in a bracket, You see what I'm saying? Of just knowing that what is there for you, knowing that everything that you can imagine for yourself and things that you haven't even imagined yet, because they haven't even been manifested to you at this point, all of those things are for you and for you only. Okay, no one can come and take your gift from you. No one can come and do exactly and come claim your prize. That's for you only. Your name is written all over it. Okay, now if you decide not to do anything with it, and somebody who, you know, might have been inspired by you comes along because you're not working on your gift, that's a different story. Okay, you have to use your gifts. The more that you use your gifts, the more gifts are given to you. All right? And that's just the laws of the universe. That's the law of attraction. What we put out is what we get. So, in working smart, when you do what you love, the point in doing what you love, the reason people say that is because when you do what you love, it really comes with a genuine satisfaction. You know, nobody can stop you from doing it. Think about, you know, for people, for my video gamers, I used to play video games back in the day, okay? And when I was playing, you know, my little adventure games, whatever, Grand Theft Auto, you know, I'll be in the zone, you know, and nobody's getting me off that thing until I get to whatever levels I'm trying to beat or until I just beat the whole game. You see what I'm saying? Just in the zone, right? That's what it should feel like when you're doing what you love. So, for one, being in the zone, automatically you become efficient. Automatically you're receiving thoughts, you're receiving information from the universe. That's what everything is about. You didn't think that you're thinking your thoughts up from you, did you? Thoughts come to you, right? Especially when you're talking about higher thoughts, when you're talking about inspiration, things that just appear out the blue, all of a sudden, boom, it's in your head. That's not something that you just magically, you know, popped up in your own head. That's information that you're receiving. You see what I'm saying? You might have, don't you notice that when you feel good, you come up with better ideas, you're more inspired to do things? It's a lot different when you feel good, right? That's the point, and that's the point that I'm trying to make. When you're working smart and you're doing what you love, you feel good. When you feel good, you attract good things to you. That's the law of attraction, people. I'm trying to really talk about how to utilize the law of attraction, because there's a million ways people talk about it, a million ways it is explained. But until you realize that you can only attract what you are, you can only attract how you feel. No way possible that you're going to attract all of these great things that you could, that you have already manifested in your thoughts if you're not even feeling good. It doesn't work like this. Okay, let me get what I want and then I'll feel good. We talked about that in one of the other episodes. It never works like that. We get one thing that we want, and by the time we get it, we forgot that we wanted it, so it doesn't have the same satisfaction. Okay, of actually receiving it. You're like, oh, I forgot that. You know, you don't think about it like that. So when you're happy, when you learn to just find something that puts you in a very happy spirit, a great vibration, anything that's negative, any person that's negative, really cut that out your life. If you're really trying to succeed, you have to take control of your energy. You can't give people your energy. It's not worth it. You know, my billion-dollar financial plan that I have, it's not worth letting people pull, you know, get me off kilter, okay? It's just not. Everybody has opinions. Let people have their opinions. If you got big dreams, keep your big dreams to yourself for the most part, especially in the early stages. People just would, you know, talk so down on it, not even, you know, necessarily meaning to throw you off, but when you share your visions with people, sometimes they put their fingerprints on it, you know, and it muddies up your vision. It gets you thinking like, man, maybe they're right after a while. So that's why I say, do what you love. Don't explain it to anybody, okay? Don't explain that to nobody. You do what you love. You make sure that even if you have a 9-to-5, even if you feel like I hardly have time, you got time. Turn off the television screen. Get off of Facebook. How many hours a day do you spend on Facebook, okay? Any activity that you do that could be, you know, that's not necessarily of benefit. You can replace that time and do something towards your goals. So there's never an excuse, even if you're at work, okay? When I was working at a call center, after I graduated with my finance degree, okay, I went to a call center that you can get straight out of high school and get that job. That's where I was working at. But I was, you know, still blessed to be able to have a job, all right? I would use my time wisely for when I made my own lunch, you know, packed up some healthy lunch for myself. So, boom, I don't even have to worry about standing in line getting food, none of that. So, you know, on my breaks, I got books, whatever, if I want to read. I started writing, you know, I'll have different ideas for what I'm going to do for my business when I get the time. Like, okay, I'm going to do a flyer about this. I would use my time like that. So there's never really an excuse. You'll see that when you use your time wisely, it feels like there's a million hours in a day. You'll turn around and be like, oh, my God, how did I do all of that stuff? But most of the time, we use our time so frivolously, watching things that serve that doesn't serve us, listening to radio shows that don't serve us, listening to a whole bunch, having conversations that don't serve us. You think that you over here gossiping with, you know, Jane, and that's going to bring positive energy into your life? That's going to bring more gossip, more drama. So, like I said, you attract what you feel. So work smart, y'all. Be productive, okay? Follow your bliss. We came here to enjoy life, not to struggle, okay? You can't be poor enough to, you know, to help people that have an impoverished mindset think abundantly, okay? You can't be sick enough to heal sickly people, okay? The only thing that you can do, that you have the power to control, is your own life. So we have to get clear about what it is that we love to do, all right? We have to stay on that path. When you wake up every morning, make sure you wake up and you put yourself on the right side of the bed. You wake up and decide exactly how your day is going to go. These are things that you have to be mindful of. It's beautiful. Like, do you understand that things that people have told you your whole life, the reason it comes true is because that you speak it into your life? Anything that you feel like you're suffering right now, that's you. Why is it that we take full responsibility for the things that we do great, but things that happen is bad in our lives, bad circumstances? We're like, such and such did this, this person did that, he did that. If it wasn't for this, this wouldn't have happened. We never like to take responsibility for the bad, just the good. So when you start to really understand that you created both the good and so-called bad aspects in your life, then you can have full control over everything, right? That means the way you speak, you talk differently. Do you know one of the main differences between a rich person and a poor person? And this is coming from a very, very wealthy person, all right? They said their vocabulary. How are you going to be a millionaire, billionaire, and you don't even know financial terms, you know? So learn one financial word a day, especially if you're really trying to get that money up. You understand how many people gain inheritance, gain a fortune, hit the lotto, and then a year later, they're broke again because money doesn't fix money problems, y'all. So that's what I'm trying to help you understand. You know, I got about a minute left, so I'm going to wrap it up. But I want y'all to understand everything is in the mind. The only thing that you have control over is your thoughts, what you decide to entertain. Okay? What you decide to speak into your life. Okay? Anything that you believe, that's what you create. Pay attention to what you say to yourself. Honestly, 30 seconds left, y'all. Pay attention to what you say in your mind and what you say out loud. I want you to start taking notes of it. And then see what manifests. Think about things that you've already reaped in your life and figure out how they got there. Figure out what kind of patterns did you speak. I'm wrapping it up, y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in. right? Work smart, not hard. Hit me up online, Facebook, Kendra Justine, the goddess, kendrajustine.com. Love y'all. Peace.